What's going on, guys? This is the Independent POV. I'm your host, B-Spell, and today's topic is about this article I found on Facebook. It's from the New York Post, the New York Post opinion. It says, why more young Black Americans are calling themselves conservative? This is by Dennis Richard Jr. It reads, for the past 2 years, the mainstream media has given tons of coverage of the Black Lives Matter movement. Rightly so, more than 80% of Black Americans, including me, support the movement, especially in the wake of George Floyd's death. And it said, me and support the movement, especially the wake of George Floyd's death and the police custody. But the media is missing many nuances among African Americans. For one, we don't all vote alike. Yes, almost 90% of Black voters went to bat for the Biden-Harris administration last year, but that leaves 10% of Black voters who didn't. Meanwhile, 25% of Black Democrats actually consider themselves conservative. And 43% say they are moderate white Democrats with a college or pro-graduate degree are most likely call themselves liberal. Some issues that matter to Black community just aren't getting noticed. 2 in 3 Black Americans said they don't feel represented in media, according to a 2020 study. Cherise Lane, 22, of Orlando, Florida, is one person who has no interest in voting Democrat. She called herself a conscious Black conservative and told me, I'm a conservative because the Democrat Party has always been anti-Black and racist towards Black Americans. Lane is a YouTuber, political commentator, and brand ambassador of the Revolution of One, an organization that helps people create personal freedom, according to his Twitter profile. During one of her YouTube posts, Lane explained that her conservatism is shaped by being surrounded around God and family and placing your values around that. But being conservative doesn't mean you're a Christian. There are a lot of Black Americans who agree with conservative values. She said she wants leaders who are conscious of issues that plague the Black community, listen to community instead of calling people in the community victims and slaves. It is also about having empathy and then coming up with policies and ways that will combat these issues. Former President Donald Trump increased his share of Black voters by 4 percentage points in 2020, partly because he focused on issues that matter to the community: jobs, safety, opportunities, education, health care. He also had the backing of Black musicians, including Kanye West, 50 Cent, Kodak Black, who was pardoned by Trump last year, just last month. Kodak tweeted, bring Trump back. Now, as 45% of voters say they strongly disapprove of how President Biden is handling the economy, Felicia Killings, the CEO of the Conscious Conservative Movement, sees an opportunity for Black conservatives to make their case. She believes they can mount a strong challenge against Stacey Abrams, who recently announced she is running again for governor of Georgia against Republican incumbent Brian Kemp. Killings regularly tweets her support for conservatism to her more than 22,000 followers. on Twitter. For decades, we've watched progressive policies and government overreach destroy our communities, our rising wealth, said 38-year-old Killings, who was born in California, is now based in Atlanta, Georgia. Today, these same politicians want to abuse our economic opportunities by implementing heavier regulations and taxations. Conservatism promises to keep more economics right in our hands. This is the message we must preach. In areas like Atlanta, which is controlled by Democrats, we're witnessing a lot of turmoil. We only need to read history to understand Democratic progressive politics do not work, which is true. Having a Democrat governor who is the left will usher in what citizens experience in a state like California. As great activist Stacey is, her politics will stifle growing wealth. In a blog post earlier this year, Bradford Treywick, a black conservative engagement strategist based in Washington, D.C., wrote, "We believe in hard work and entrepreneurship. We have a general distrust of government. We have historically support the right and even the responsibility to educate our own children how we see fit, and we respect our right to bear arms to defend our families and communities. African Americans have generally wanted what we believe America promises, a fair shake at achieving the American dream." Two of the most significant trends I noticed among conscious black conservatives are their belief in God and their desire to protect their Second Amendment rights. Research shows that 24% of African Americans own guns compared to 36% whites. And gun owners are almost three times more likely to be Republican than Democrat. Meanwhile, almost 50% of new gun buyers are women. Lane, who said she is currently saving money to purchase her own firearm, wants to be one of them. "I support guns," Lane told me. "You never know what might happen when you step out the door. Who will try to put their hands on you? It is imperative to put your safety into your hands." Black conservatives said it's tough being minority within a minority, especially when members of your own community judge you harshly for your views. "I've been called a house slave and told that I was in the sunken place," which said Claude J. Wheeler Jr., 26, Sumter, South Carolina, who is the vice president of his chapter of the South Carolina Federation of Republican Men. But many also say their faith gives them the courage to speak up. "My responsibility as a Christian is to love people and spread the truth," said Lane, who added that she relies on meditation and prayer to keep her grounded while making her case for conservatism. "I need my sanity to stay in the fight because I know people need to hear the truth." Dennis Richard Jr. is the journalist and the author of "He Spoke at My School in an Educational Journey." He is the founder of the New York, New Jersey HBCU Initiative. Follow him on social media. So that was very interesting, very good insight. A lot of which is true. I mean, but let me, before I get my personal point of view on this, let's see what the comments have to say. It says, one user says, "That's my boy Claude. The young man is going to do great things in his life." One says it might be because they simply want to be left alone. This is concerning about why more young Black Americans are calling themselves conservative. Yeah, true. Another user says probably because conservatism has nothing to do with color. Meanwhile, the other side makes Black people hyper-focus on skin color and submit to a one-minded way of thinking. Some of us are tired of the same song and dance. That's also true. One says because it's common sense. Also, one says Black Americans should be independent, neither party like us. One side caters to backward-thinking races. The other caters to the LGBT and feminists who was born with white privilege and benefits with either privilege and benefits from either party. Like I said, I'm going to try to hold my comments. They are masters of their own destiny. You can earn a better life than be one the government offers to give you for your loyalty of them. What else? One says I'm a conservative because Democratic Party has always been anti-Black and racist towards Black Americans. Will said Cherish Lane. Great wake up. No one wants to live their life as a victim. Okay, what's my point of view? To me, it's like conservative. When people align themselves conservative, it's about their morals or their value that was taught by their parents. It's not a political leaning. It's more morals and values that you was taught to your parents. So, like the article says, there are conservative Republicans and conservative Democrats. This is true. So, but also I want to comment. To the dude who said Black men should be independent. Black people are independent. It's just that you can vote independently and still vote for the right, or vote independently or still vote for the left. So that's on that. But it's all about morals of your family. Being conservatives mean you have morals of your family, which your family taught you. You're preserving the mindset of what your parents taught you, if you had a two-parent home, of how to treat people, how to walk and talk a certain way. This is all towards what you've been taught, what your parents taught you. So, but far as politically, it's like that's when the political views. Would you bleed politically where you'll either vote for the right or you'll vote for the left? Plain and simple. But, that's my thoughts on that's my whole thoughts about this very interesting post on the Washington. No, this is the New York Post opinion. I think everybody should definitely, this is a good read. And hopefully you guys enjoy your weekend. And until next time, guys, be amazing.